The 1993 flood was massive. It lasted for more than a month, caused billions of dollars of damage, and forced tens of thousands of people from their homes as the Mississippi River broke through levees.
When I was standing there and the water went from my ankles up to my knees is when I knew she gave.
Along with homes, towns, and farms, the floodwaters inundated the natural areas along the river. The next year, biologists found a lot had changed. Richard Anderson is a professor of biology at Western Illinois University. He says the 1993 flood has speeded up changes in the Mississippi River's ecosystem that began when it was dammed up and diked for navigation.
Prior to the navigation structures, we would have had a community made up of a whole different group of organisms. You'd have different kinds of fish that would occur there. So, yeah, the community isn't like it was prior to the dams at all.
In the 1930s, the government took on a huge project building 29 locks and dams to keep the river high enough for barges shipping goods downstream. Levees were built along the river to protect towns and farmland from flooding and to keep the water in a more narrow channel. The Mississippi changed from a free-flowing river to a series of backed-up pools. The dams slowed the river, and sediment settled out and began building up on the bottom of the river. Anderson says the 1993 flood added a lot more sediment.
The process that had begun with the dams has been accelerated as a result of the flood. Same thing in the floodplains. Because all of the systems are managed, where the river used to cut new side channels and new meanders down in these floodplains, none of that happens anymore.
So the dams and the levees have changed the natural ecosystem and disrupted the food chain. Some plants, insects, and fish that once lived in the rocky-bottomed areas of the river are gone, replaced by some of the kinds of critters you'd find in muddy-bottomed lakes. The quickened pace of changes in the environment after the 1993 flood caught the attention of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Dick Steinbach manages wildlife refuges along the Mississippi.
It's changed our thinking a little bit. We've gotten to the point where we're converting some agricultural areas to floodplain habitats, trying to expand the capacity of the floodplain by opening up some areas, and I think successfully so. But if you look at the entire river corridor, there's quite a bit more we could do in terms of creating a healthy river system.
The Fish and Wildlife Service did buy about 20,000 acres of Mississippi bottomlands in the year after the 93 flood. The goal was to create habitat for wildlife and give the river some room to flood. But an environmental watchdog group says the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service made a first good step, then stopped.
And since that time, there's been virtually no land acquisition.
Scott Faber is with the group American Rivers.
The leadership of the Fish and Wildlife Service, unfortunately, thinks that the Mississippi River is a low priority. It's really probably the greatest obstacle to the protection and restoration of the Mississippi River today.
Faber says a review of the Fish and Wildlife Service's budgets the past few years shows a lot of money going to California and Florida, and a lot less going to the Mississippi River Valley.
It's shocking when you think about it because the Mississippi River supports 40% of North America's migratory waterfowl and generates over $1 billion in income associated with river recreation. I mean, how that river could not be a national priority is really is beyond me.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Dick Steinbach says he'd like to have more money, but the Fish and Wildlife Service can only do so much. As long as the nation's midsection relies on the Mississippi River as a shipping channel, the ecosystem will change because the river is restricted.
The natural free-flowing river was always destroying habitat but recreating it. It was just a system of that meandering river that would make something new, and it was lost somewhere else. With the lock and dam system and the management of the river for navigation, some of those habitat constructing components are missing yet. And so what we see is the loss part of the cycle without the reconstruction part.
The Fish and Wildlife Service is trying to rebuild some of the Mississippi's natural cycle, but along other parts of the river system, new levees have been built since the 93 flood, further changing the natural flow of the river and the balance of nature along it. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.